engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, brothers and sisters, both in the Old and the New Testament scriptures, angels are everywhere. And these are not separate sources of deity or salvation. They are not gods. We are not polytheists. We are monotheists. We believe in one God. The angels are creatures. They're not gods. They're creatures, just as we are creatures, although they are creatures of a different type, obviously. And we see the angels worshiping God, first of all. In every Mass, we quote the angels, "Holy, holy, holy Lord." We are repeating the words that they are saying around the throne. So angels minister to God. They are completely united with His will, completely serving Him, obedient to Him. Again, here, there's no competition going on between the angels and God. So they're worshiping Him constantly. Then, as their name indicates, because angel means messenger, they also, throughout the Bible, again, Old and New Testament alike, are seen bringing messages from God to human beings, either individually or in a group. Remember, the angels announced the birth of Christ on that first Christmas midnight, and many other examples as well. The angels bring us messages. And then we also see them guarding and guiding. And the readings today, of course, emphasize that particular role of angels, because this is the feast where the church celebrates her longstanding belief that each person is assigned an individual angel. What a beautiful expression of God's love. And that's how we see it, an expression of God's love and care for us. The angels guide and guard. Now, they're not going to give us any message different from the will of God. And this is just as we teach about the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, "He will remind you of everything I told you." There's a perfect conformity, consistency, unity there in the message. And in the command, so too, the angels are never going to give us anything in terms of guidance or guarding that God he doesn't want to give us. It's complete unanimity of will and of heart and of mind. But they're helping us along the ways that God Himself wants us to go and guarding us in those same ways. You know, we receive graces at various times. Maybe it's a little urge to do something good, a spiritual impulse, oh, let me forgive that person. Oh, I want to pray a little more now. Oh, I get a certain insight into something about the faith or about God. This can be through the work of an intercession of the angels. Scripture says, as Jesus Himself said in this passage here, when He talked about not despising children, He said, "their angels." And you may remember the passage in the Acts of the Apostles when Peter was in prison and the whole church was praying to God on his behalf, and then the Lord, through His angels, got him out of the prison, and then He was knocking at the door where the Christians were gathered, and they said, maybe it's His angel. So we see here these references in Scripture, their angels, His angel, not just the angels, but His angel, their angels. What is Jesus talking about? What are the early Christians referring to? this belief that we indeed have angels assigned to us. And why wouldn't that make perfect sense? If God's love for us is so great that he gave his only son to die for each of us, and he would have done it if any of us were the only person that had to be saved, if he's willing to sacrifice his own son, he certainly would not be unwilling to assign an angel. So let's rejoice in the angels as another sign of the love of Christ. What can separate us from the love of Christ, Paul says? It dominates everything. It conquers every evil. It builds the confidence we need as we make this spiritual journey. It gives us our daily bread. It's the love of Christ. It erases our sins, saves us from death. This is the love shown in the guardian angels. May they always lead us to Christ and guide us on that way of salvation. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.